All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. And you're right, very honest answers from Ed and Andy. And I do have to say, Andy couldn't answer that question because he's so proud of his nephew, Matt, and he has such a strong feeling about what he's accomplished and everything else. He broke down a little bit out of that pride. And it's really, these guys were very honest, and, you know, they're getting to the point where they've done this race so many times, they're not sure, you know, if it's going to be able to continue at least at the training pace that they have. Now, this interview that we have is a little bit different because we have an 11th place finish in the men's Nymcrest Stock Endurance. And the reason why we brought these gentlemen in is because Ethan Green is one of the paddlers. Ethan is 14 years old and, right, doing his first General Clinton with Dale Beckwith Jr., who is a gym teacher at Sydney School and a teacher of Ethan's. Ethan, tell me, how was this race for you today?
It was really hard.
And what about is it what you expected?
It was a lot harder than I expected, actually. At least we put in a lot of training hours, and it was just really hard.
Now, you guys had the lead, Dale, in the beginning, the very beginning off the lake, and how did what happened from there?
Well, about 2 hours into Milford, we did have the lead because it's kind of a technical course at the top, a lot of turns, shallow water. We're a very light group, probably about 290 pounds combined. And that's a huge advantage, but once we hit that deep lake water, those big, strong paddlers just take over, and it was one after another just picking us off. But it was fun holding that for the first 2 hours. It was fun. I think we were the first one, or after a kayak, the first one back in the water after the Cooperstown hospital there at the Portage, but it was fun.
How did this come about to do it with Ethan?
We did the generation gap together last year, and we won it very handily. It was one of his first races. I think he's done it some scout races before. We just kind of put it together, and we just kind of tore it apart. We even beat some pro boats in that boat, and that stock boat. I know that's an only a 4 mile race, so multiply that by 16 or 17, you got today's race. But he did a very great job. He put a lot of time in training. He was training in January in a wetsuit. So if he could make it 2 hours in a wetsuit with negative, you know, 0 degree weather, I knew he could make it in a 70 today.
Ethan, you were, I think, the second youngest paddler today on the river. And do you think you'd do this race again?
I think I will, but I'll have to think about it. Give me like a week or two.
We'll have to call Ethan back. I know his mom. I'll text his mom and see how he feels after a week. But you look pretty good. I know when you first came out of the boat, you said you were tired and all, but you look pretty good, and it looks like you worked hard today.
Oh, I definitely did. I started falling apart in the last 2 hours, though.
Well, Dale must have told you that it's not always like this. The river's many times higher, and the sun's not always beating down on you like this. Did he tell you that?
He's told me that a lot of times.
Yeah. You believe him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dale, thanks for coming in, and thanks for taking kids like Ethan into the sport.
Yeah, absolutely, and hopefully, you know, people like him will start to funnel into the sport, because it is kind of a sport that old people like myself are into, but we want to get those young people into it, and that's important to me. So, as a school teacher and as a avid canoeer, so that's important to me.
All right, thank you very much, Dale Beckwith Jr. and Ethan Green. Ethan, a 14-year-old paddler today, his first Clinton, and hopefully many, many more. And Jim, do you have any updates? Or no, we're all.